Moving Planet is the third annual 350 event. It's an international phenomenon. For instance, last year, the same event was called 10-10-10. They're not always called the same thing. They're the brainchild of Bill McKippen and 350.org. There were over 7,000 events in over 200 countries last year.
That's Joanna Pollock. She is one of the organizers of Fayetteville's Moving Planet Day. She says that Moving Planet Day is a time for global citizens to have a unified voice to the powers that be, that movement away from fossil fuel infrastructure and moving towards renewable energy sources is needed. The organization that started these days 3 years ago is 350.org. The name of the nonprofit has a symbolic significance.
350.org is an international organization that does a lot of lobbying work and public awareness about climate change as the pivotal issue of our time in human history. The reason for the number 350 is because leading scientists believe, James Hansen and others, Bill McKibben wanted to highlight that 350 is the parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere that is believed to be a safe level, so that ecological systems and biodiversity will not be threatened, that we will continue to be able to live as we have lived for millions of years.
Do you know what level we're at now?
We are at around 392 and climbing, so we've already passed that safe level. But if we don't get back down to that 350 parts per million, then our planet is really becoming a new place ecologically and one that we're not necessarily adapted for.
Joanna says that the 350 days are very similar to Earth Day, but differ in that they aim to highlight the crisis point that has been reached concerning climate change and disruption. The fact that these events fall in the fall is not necessarily to set it apart from Earth Day. But there is some strategy behind it.
Typically, it has to do with national legislative cycles as well as international. Every year in December, for quite some time, there's an international gathering, you know, and that happens in different places. This year, it's going to be in Durban, South Africa. So trying to really, it's a citizen's time to have a voice right before the international treaty talks occur in December.
While this is the third annual 350 Day in Fayetteville, there is more collaboration this year than in previous years. Numerous organizations at the University of Arkansas are involved, such as the Applied Sustainability Center, the Office for Campus Sustainability, and the Student Sustainability Council. Other organizations, such as the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Equality, as well as the Bike Coalition of the Ozarks, are also involved.
It sounds like this year might be a little bit bigger than last year.
We're hoping so. We're really, you know, one of the things about, you know, the last 2 years' events were fantastic, you know, and they were a lot of fun. But it was really the people that attended the events were the people that are really active in the sustainability movement. And we're hoping this year that we can get more people there who are curious about sustainability, who are, you know, are starting to think and realize that this is an important issue that I need to become more involved with and learn more about.
The event will largely take place on the Old Main Lawn at the University of Arkansas, but it begins at the Farmers Market. Dan Dean, with the Bike Coalition of the Ozarks, has organized a bike ride to encourage participants to get moving. He details the route riders will take.
I think what we're going to do, and this is subject to change depending on the crowd that shows up, and I think what we're going to do is going to ride east on Mountain out to College and turn left on College and go north for a few blocks and be nice and visible. People can see what's going on. And then we're going to turn left on Dixon and go west down Dixon all the way to the Skull Creek Trail. And we'll go north on the Skull Creek Trail and then turn left and head up towards campus. So it's about a mile ride. Should take, you know, 20 minutes, depending on. We'll go as slow as we need to for the abilities of the riders, and nobody will be left behind. So.
Upon arrival on the lawn, guests will find green businesses and nonprofits armed with information. There will be live music from local artists like Guy Ames and Dan Dean himself, Children's activities, such as a storytelling of the Lorax, lessons on the native trees growing on the lawn, and other things to encourage appreciation of nature will take place. There will also be a free cycle. Participants may bring gently used items to donate and shop through the items of others for free. Speakers from the local sustainability movement will also be present, such as Michael Lawley with the Treadwell Institute, Michelle Hossel, and Uvaldi Lindsay,
who has worked really hard and stood up for, as a representative in Arkansas, issues that are near and dear to our hearts in the sustainability community, like protecting our water and promoting energy efficiency legislation like property-assessed clean energy in the state and the renewable energy feed-in tariff. So policies that would really help promote some of these changes that we need to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels in the state.
Joanna says that around the world, the type of moving planet event will vary. Some will be similar to this one, while others might just be a bike ride, or, in larger cities, might be on a much grander scale. But the goal remains the same: the world's citizens coming together to encourage movement towards action to reduce climate change. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.